Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. That's right. It is Sunday in North Carolina's favorite borough. My name is Eric Pruitt. I am a crime writer and a bartender over there at Yonder. And I'm here with my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, a massage therapist and also a bartender. And we are coming to you live. That's right, live from the most iconic of Hillsboro iconic locations, the Okanichi Speedway. This Carolina weather is starting to get to us as we walk around this circle over and over and over. So, hey, Alexis, we've been hiking for a while, and you're not used to cardio. So what do you say we take a little break and go sit under a tree somewhere?
It's a little steamy out here, Eric.
You can say that again. I tell you what, I smell some really thick ganja coming from somewhere. Hey, that ain't some teenager smoking dope. That's our good friend DJ Bost. What's
DJ.
Up, DJ?
Whoa, you found me.
DJ, hey, man, share some of that stuff. Don't Bogart.
Hey, listen, it's just, you know, it's just some oak leaves I found set on fire.
Yes,
over
queen.
Here.
Doing a little ritual in the woods.
Yes, smudging.
All right.
Smudging.
DJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for being here. It's great to see you out here on the Okanichi Speedway. Yeah. Yeah. Tell us what the D and the J are for. Everyone wants to know.
Well, that's a really good question. Since I was about 15, I've been DJ, but it originally stood for Deborah Joe.
Like Debbie Joe.
Debbie Joe, Billy Joe, Bobby Joe, Betty Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I fit into Petticoat Junction, you know, Uncle Joe. I had a Daddy Joe. That was my granddaddy. So,
were you named for him?
I was. The J-O in the middle of my name was for Joseph Propes, my mom's dad.
Wow.
And I hail from Kannapolis, North Carolina, home of Dale Earnhardt.
When did you move out here to Hillsboro?
I moved here in 75, 1975, wow, to take a job for the University of North Carolina. But I couldn't find a place to live in Chapel Hill.
Oh, lucky.
So I ended up renting an apartment in Hillsboro. And I've pretty much been around Hillsboro ever since.
I can definitely say that, you know, you're one of the faces I would associate with Hillsboro the most, because every time we see you somewhere, we know that's the place where the party is.
Oh, that's really sweet. I do have a way of sniffing those things out.
Just the way we just sniffed you out, DJ.
There you go. It's my life's work, you know, to live well and have fun.
Yeah. You tend to follow the music. Like, usually any time, you know, There's usually some good music somewhere in Hillsboro, you know, at least five nights out of a week.
True.
And usually when we see you at the spot, that's the spot to be. So anytime we see you in Yonder, we're like, oh, we must have had good stuff today.
You had a good band tonight. Well, I got to say, I was raised as the daughter of a musician. So when I was born, my dad was playing in dance bands around Charlotte. So I kind of grew up around musicians. I modeled my mother's wife of a drummer behavior, and I ended up marrying a drummer 38 years ago. So, yeah, I'm around a lot of bands, and I know a lot of people who play music.
What was the music like that your dad played?
So, I was born in 52, and my dad was playing in a lot of you know, swing bands and dance bands around the Charlotte area. There were some nightclubs. My dad had a standing gig, like three nights a week for about 11 years at a club in Charlotte. So I grew up being taken to my dad's rehearsals. I probably drained my first beer bottle when I was about 2 years old, because my mom had taken me to a rehearsal. She was talking to the other band wives. I was toddling around and picked up a beer bottle and the next thing they knew, I was turning it up. Anyway, I've been hanging around musicians for a long time. I find them to be, you know, a fun-loving group of people, and it served me well.
And your husband, Larry, who's a drummer, as you said, is in a bunch of local bands. How did y'all meet?
We originally met around the music school at UNC Charlotte. I was married to another fellow then who was a poet and was studying creative writing at the school. And a mutual friend of ours said, "Hey, DJ, your dad's a drummer. I know you like good drummers. There's a really good drummer who's put together a jazz combo, and they're playing at the coffee shop over on campus Friday and Saturday nights. You should come over." So Friday night, we went over and heard a really, really good jazz group. And that was Larry's senior project. It was kind of a free study, write your own curriculum program. And that was his senior project, was putting together a jazz group. So I went to hear him and thought, wow, he's really a good drummer. And I thought my dad would be impressed. So came back on Saturday night, brought mom and dad to hear him. And he and my dad hit it off like really, really well, like a long time before we actually did. And then when I moved up here to Chapel Hill in 75, Larry was also up here doing grad courses in percussion education at UNC School of Music. And we started hanging out together after my first marriage split up. So there you go. That was probably about 42 years ago. So,
wow. Yeah.
Definitely an upgrade from a poet to a drummer. good job, DJ.
I'm not saying anything bad about the poet. He's very talented and still is very much on the scene here in Chapel Hill. He's famous. So,
dang.
I know.
Right. Dang.
Tell us whether or not we've seen Larry play a bunch of times at Yonder. And I love watching him play. He always has the best smile on his face. Has he always had that look on his face when he plays the drums?
Pretty much. He's a happy camper.
Yeah.
What makes him mad? Like, what will knock that smile off? Just so we all know.
We can avoid that at the bar.
I can annoy him. Yeah, I know how to get on his last nerve. So, yeah, I can knock the smile off his face. So, Larry is perpetually early, as are most good drummers. They're very dependable because they have to get there and clean most of the stage early on. So, if I'm going to ride to a gig with him, I can dawdle. And, you know, that wipes the smile off his face.
I have noticed he is always the first one there. So yeah, that's
he is. Yeah. He is. It's a drummer thing. And you know, I come well trained because my mom did the same thing to my dad. So yeah. Well, it's kind of in my DNA, you know.
Cool.
But I went to school at East Carolina for art, so I didn't really dabble in music or play music myself. But I always have been and enjoyed being around artsy people, creative people. One of the reasons I love living in Hillsboro, because it's just, you know, it's kind of a magnet for creative people. We have an amazing number of talented writers.
The quote I've heard is, you can step outside and throw a rock and you'll hit a writer.
Absolutely. And you know, that's been a long time thing. I mean, we've had some really famous writers gravitate toward Hillsboro. And, you know, now you're following in their footsteps, Eric.
Wow.
See?
Wow. Yeah.
Published in German and everything.
German. Yeah, huge in Germany.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. That's pretty interesting.
We do, but I think first we should be going to ask Alexis a few things. So, like, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. But y'all stick around right here on 97.9 The Hill, because we're going to come right back and get to what y'all are, what y'all been waiting for. That's Ask Alexis. And DJ, you want to help us answer some advice questions?
Sure. I'll try.
Well, let's do it. We'll see y'all in just a second. Y'all stick around.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro on 97.9 The Hill. My name is Alexis Bravos. I'm here with my partner in crime, Eric Pruitt.
Word.
And we are joined by our guest this week, DJ Bost. Bost?
Well, it kind of rhymes with Deputy Dog down south.
Bost.
It's Bost up north. It's Boss down here.
All right. Good to know. And we are out here at the Okanichi Speedway.
Alternate Yankee pronunciation. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. We found DJ out here up to no good, and now we're hiking around, and we're going to answer some of your advice questions. If you have any questions that you want to ask in the future, stop by Yonder Bar and pop your question into the pickle jar.
Just stick it right in there.
Which is on the bar. And there's also an internet form you can fill out. I believe it's on chapelboro.com. Is that right, Eric?
That's correct, Alexis. Remember. It is on chapelboro.com.
Chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro, I think is what you want to do. So let's get to those questions. Dear Alexis, please give me some advice on where to meet an old guy who doesn't smell funny. I am a 70-year-old woman who is tired of BO. Now, I recognize, first of all, I recognize this handwriting.
I did not write that.
No, I know exactly who wrote it. This is my mother's handwriting.
Oh, my God.
Karen, if you're out there, I know this is you, and I also know that you're not 70. This woman is north of 70. But regardless, let's answer her question.
If she can lie about her age, she can lie about not liking BO.
Oh, she can definitely be. She is a young and beautiful woman. I'm not just saying that because she's my mom. Anyway, where can she meet an old guy who doesn't smell funny? Well, I think that she should come spend more time at Yonder Bar.
Damn straight.
Well, I haven't really noticed, you know, the BO being that pervasive there. I think there's a pretty clean crew.
That's yeah. Because we keep the AC up really, really high.
Yeah. And I also can't smell anything from COVID, so.
Well, there you go.
So that's it, Ma. Get COVID and you'll be fine.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Moving on. Dear Alexis, is it wrong to love someone from your past if you are married? I would like to have that word defined. Love, like be in love with the person, or just sort of like a wistful feeling of like,
well,
you know, what? Right. I think, you know, when it's inside your head, you know, you can. You feel whatever you want. I mean, you can't stop feelings from coming, but it's how you react and what your actions are that matter. And if you're married and you don't have an arrangement, so to speak, then it probably is wrong. Who am I to say?
I don't know. That's kind of dicey. I think as long as you don't act on those feelings, as in extracurricular outside your marriage vows activity, I think it's probably okay to feel a tenderness towards someone from your past or.
Sure.
Lynn and I have been married for 16 years. And, you know, one of the reasons we've made it so long is because of that extra spice. So usually what she has me do is just dress up like one of her former lovers when we make whoopee. So that's it. You can just imagine the other one is. Yeah, that's it. It's creativity.
Full on role playing.
Yeah.
Is one of the characters the Hamburglar?
Hey, dude, it's like I told you that in confidence when we were taking the stuff out to the dumpster. All right, like,
don't tell them about the creepy place. That's just for us.
I'm sorry to know about the Hamburglar.
Don't
I'll
bring
never
it up.
Be able to see you.
Don't bring it up to her.
Lana's definitely not listening anyway.
Yeah, she don't listen to this.
All right, let's move on, dear Alexis. When your friend or someone you really like says something you strongly don't agree with, how do you handle it? In my experience, I call that person out right away. Because if they're my friend, I don't think that I can really carry on if it's something that I really feel strongly about. If it's someone who I like, for instance, someone in the bar and I like them, but, you know, I might not be actually friends with them, I might just walk away and polish a glass.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a few friends that I have who are very emphatically inclined towards ideas that I don't agree with. And I found out it doesn't really do any good to argue with these people, because then I just make myself feel bad and they get angry. So I tend to just be quiet. I know that's hard to believe that I can be quiet, but there's sometimes when I think it's just best to, you know, to stay out of it. I don't know. But then there's some people I'll argue with all day long, because they're, you know, we can have an intelligent interchange, mm-hmm. but there's a few people that I just don't go there with. I don't know.
But do you find that you still feel like these people are your true friends? I mean, do you think you can have like a meaningful relationship with someone that you really, really don't agree with on important things?
I do. It depends on what those things are, actually. I tend to steer away from people who aren't politically inclined in my direction. I find that very difficult. But other things, you know, I can accept that they feel differently from me, mm-hmm. and move on to other things that we do really align with.
Mm-hmm. Eric, what about you?
I just kind of like naturally let things run their course. There are a lot of people that didn't agree with me on things, and I just let them go their own way. And now they're being investigated by the, you know, January 6th committee. And, you know, things just kind of tend to settle themselves out.
Well, there you go.
They got theirs. All right. Here's another.
I told him not to wear that buffalo head.
Relationship question. Dear Alexis, I feel disgusted when my partner kisses me. What should I do? Ooh. That's intense.
That's, I don't know.
Disgusted, I would want that fleshed out a little bit. I mean, if you are truly recoiling from this person, has this been going on for a long time? Is this just a temporary thing and then you find that you are attracted to them again? I mean, you know, I'm assuming if you feel disgusted when they kiss you, anything beyond that is also yucky. So there's a problem here that you should address.
I think so. I think this is important enough to, you know, have a discussion about.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, is it the BO?
How does that happen?
I have told Lana over and over to quit airing our stuff in Alexis's jar. Okay, so we'll talk about this when I get home.
It's the garlic breath. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess I want to know if it's like a thing that can be addressed with just, you know, hygiene, or right. if it's like, you know, you just don't like this person anymore, which
yeah.
happens. I mean,
yeah.
it happens.
Well, it does.
You know,
it
and
does.
Sometimes you can come back around, and sometimes, you know, you can't, and then you move on.
Repulse. That's a really strong word, though.
Yeah.
Again. Picture your ex. Just envision your ex.
I'm just thinking about that Hamburglar costume.
I told you, stop.
Right. Rabble, rabble. Dear Alexis, what is your go-to drink to make for customers that don't know what they want? Customers who don't know what they would like to drink? That's a great question, actually.
It is.
And
it's a really good
yeah,
one.
At the Yonder Bar, we have an option on our menu that is Dazzle Me. And if you say dazzle me, we'll make you something. And usually we'll ask for some parameters. Like I always ask what you want your base spirit to be. Do you want a vodka drink? Do you want a gin drink?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll ask if you want something fruity or if you like something spicy. Yeah, and then I'll just kind of concoct something. If someone, you know, is clearly inebriated, I might offer them a water.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, one thing about you, you're really, really good at putting flavors and spirits together. And I really appreciate the drinks you build. And I'll have to get you to dazzle me the next time I'm in.
I use the dice. Well, I had a little dice, the three dice that you roll, and it has so the cool. different elements of a drink. And so I have them roll the dice, and then we make whatever's on there. Hey, we got a few more questions we're going to ask Alexis, but first, we need to take a word from our sponsors here at 97.9 The Hill. Y'all stick around, because we're going to be right back with myself, Alexis, and DJ Bost. Bost, if you're a Yankee. See you in a second. Hey, thank y'all for coming back, hanging out with us here at 97.9 The Hill on Howdy Hillsboro. I'm Eric. We're here with my co-partner, Alexis, and of course, with DJ Bost.
Hi.
Bost, if you're nasty.
Thank you.
Hey, so we're out here at the Okinichi Speedway, which is a lot of fun. But when you have folks come in from town to hang out with you and they want to see what Hillsboro is all about, where do you take them?
Well, there's so many options in Hillsboro. Like I said, it's really artsy. If they like art, we have a few lovely galleries. We've got some great working artists and jewelers around Hillsboro. There's a great wine shop to go hang out. We've got several great restaurants. We go to Antonia's. We've got one of the best pubs that I've ever been to, the Wooden Nickel. Best chicken wings, and I gotta say, shout out to the Nickel, because it's just not your daddy's pub grub. The stuff they put up on their board, their specials are really, truly special. Really nice. And we've got Nash Street. Of course, they have music out on the patio. We've got Yonder, a great program of music from open mic to, you know, the songwriters showcase to, you know, a couple of great bands on Friday and Saturday night. There's stand-up comedy one night a month at Yonder. You know, the other thing is Hillsboro is just a great walking town. There's so many neat things to see right in the historic district. I mean, Hillsboro is really, really old, and we now have our crown jewel, the Colonial Inn, beautifully restored. They've been having music in the courtyard two or three afternoons a week, and we've been loving doing that. You can eat on the porch at the Colonial Inn. I grew up as a kid being taken to the Colonial Inn for Sunday lunch, and now they're back. And feels right to have the Colonial Inn back in operation. We're getting ready to have a mini micro brewery open up right on the corner in downtown. So we get lots of people coming in because we're kind of a destination. I'd encourage anybody to come have a little walkabout, stay for dinner, and have some music afterwards.
And speaking of walking, we're out here walking around in this damn circle at the Okinichi Speedway. You know, it's a former...
When are we going to get somewhere?
We're not getting anywhere. It's like NASCAR. It's a former NASCAR track. You just go around in circles, man. You just go around in circles. And speaking of circles, I think we got time for one more of your Ask Alexis questions. You want to hit it?
Yes, I would love to. Dear Alexis, this is a doozy. Should I ever talk to men again? ? They seem annoying. you know,
I think she's already done.
I hear where you're coming from. I mean, I try to avoid them, but I just can't help myself. I just love them.
Well,
so
I really have to be quiet. You know, I can't say what I
Eric,
really.
Eric, tell us why you're so annoying.
Well, I mean, maybe talking isn't this person's strong suit. I mean, we don't know that if they're a man or a woman that wrote it, but maybe talking's just not their strong suit, and they should just get down to other stuff.
Yeah, I guess I'm just assuming that it's a woman that wrote it.
I am. I got that.
No talking, dude. Just get down to the romance.
Yeah, that's what men are good for anyway.
Ask another one.
Okay. Dear Alexis, here's one from someone I know. Can you help me find someone to stay at my house to feed my cats and chickens for 1 week in September?
Mm. Yeah, please. Is that is I know who wrote that.
I know some people.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I do.
All right.
Let's talk to Eric.
Actually,
talk to Lana.
Yeah, talk to Lana.
Lana knows everybody, doesn't she?
Now she knows. Now she needs to know who you know.
All right, we have time for one more.
Girl, you know it's true.
All right. I can't. These are, both of these are really good.
Pick one.
Not, this is not really advice, which I usually eschew these questions, but I am curious your perspective. If you could know, based on genetic makeup, all other things removed, how long your life expectancy would be, would you find out?
Oh, that's heavy.
No, man. No, I don't want to know. I just want to drop dead.
I want to know.
Like, no pain, just go to sleep, not wake up.
Sometimes
I mean,
I'm
not
like,
anytime soon. God,
sometimes I'm
listening.
Like, I sure did waste some time on that. You know, it's like if I knew, I wouldn't waste any time on nothing. I'd just be straight, concentrated, get down to it all the time.
I think that would be, I don't know, that'd be a heavy burden, wouldn't it? Because then you'd be anticipating and I don't want to know.
Yeah. I feel like I'd do a lot of stuff at first. And then the last year, I'd just be like, just shooting heroin constantly.
Well, let me
say this. I'd like to think we live our lives as if every day is our
exactly.
Last.
And
so we're always heading for fun.
Don't waste no time this weekend. Y'all come out. We got music from 8 to 11 on Friday and Saturday. There's jazz on Thursday, open mic on Tuesday. We're doing all kinds of stuff. So y'all come back and see us next Sunday right here, 97.9 The Hill. We're at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock every Sunday and then all over the podcast and all that stuff. So we'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, y'all.